Happy Friday, everybody. Markets pausing, and for very good reason. We're reaching limits about how far we can go without more policy initiatives or indications of what's going to happen. Just look at the major groups here for the week here. Banks up double digits, 12%. Pharma's up 9%. Industrials up 8%. Copper's up 20%. RSI, relative strength indicator, 100. I've never seen that. That means it's about as much overbought as you could possibly get at this point. So, again, we got to see a little more details of what's going to happen on Obamacare, on Dodd-Frank, on tax cuts. Did you see this letter of 600 doctors to President-elect Trump basically pushing back on the idea of higher drug prices? Don't allow the pharmaceutical lobby to set terms for drug pricing, specifically saying allow the government to negotiate Medicare drug prices. This is a very controversial issue, but basically the idea is just going higher on drug stocks on the idea you can raise prices is not going to work here for a lot of people. So we're getting some pushback already on this idea. Speaking of going up and moving up this week, did you see the asset managers and some of the brokerage firms that have been moving this week? All of them are on the upside. So E-Trade and Schwab are up double digits. Piper Jaffray is up really big. There's some hopes this fiduciary standard rule might be changed or repealed. CMA Group has had an amazing group. So these are all stocks that benefit when trading goes up. Their earnings tend to go up. Higher rates are also a benefit for E-Trade and Schwab. Did you see what happened to CME Group? They put out a press release yesterday basically saying it was the highest record day of all time for them. All-time records, for example, in crude oil futures. You put up the next full screen. All-time records in 10-year Treasury options trading. S&P weekly options, all-time record. Gold and copper futures, all-time record. This is really an extraordinary week for the trading community, and there's a lot of hope. Maybe trading is back in some kind of way. By the way, their CEO is retiring this week. Terry Duffy will be back with them. As for retail, a lot of discussion like, well, what's really changed in retail? Well, what's kind of changed is much better commentary out there. Nordstrom, Macy's, and Kohl's cited improving sales trends. They gave kind of upbeat outlooks for the key holiday season. We'll hear more from Walmart and Target and Home Depot next week. JCPenney was down today, not quite as strong as the other ones were, but overall, the commentary, very good. Finally, from historic highs, guys, S&P just 1% away. Russell and Midcap got a little bit further to go. What an extraordinary week, guys.